Oh, shit.
Recorded live.
I am Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is a special show, Slavery and the Bible. 2 weeks ago, I broadcast a show on TalkShoe entitled The Irrational Mind, in which I explain the difference between how rational minds react to information that contradicts their beliefs versus how irrational minds react to information that contradicts their beliefs. One of the subjects that I touched on was slavery in the Bible, and how one of my irrational friends, a Christian, had talked herself into a corner, and rather than admit she was wrong, felt compelled to say that she supported slavery. During the show, I was busy and failed to notice a text argument going on between two listeners. After the show, when I was reading the transcript, I saw the comments written by the listeners. Though I was unable to address the issue at the time, I feel the subject is so important that I am producing this special show for the purpose of responding to the listener who took the position of supporting slavery. I'm not going to read the transcript of the show on the air. However, you can get it if you go to theskepticarena.com and click onto the archive page. Along with each podcast, you can also download a document where you can read the details of the podcast. And in that document, you will see the transcript of the discussion that went on between the listeners of that last show. Here we go. I am going to skip over the early banter because I want to concentrate on the main issues I have with Agent X-216. In the first highlighted section of the transcript, Agent X-216 comments, quote, "Also, who is to say that slavery is wrong? Man has been doing it forever." Agent X-216 commits the logical fallacy of appeal to tradition. The fact that man has been doing something forever does not make it right. Man has been murdering and raping forever, and according to the logic of Agent X-216, who's to say it's wrong? But he might say that the Bible says it's wrong. Well, at least that is true for murder. But the Ten Commandments don't say anything about rape. So again, applying the logic of Agent X-216, it's been done forever, and the Bible doesn't say it's wrong, so who is to say that rape is wrong? I think that's enough for the fallacy of appeal to tradition. Now I want to deal with the first part of his comment. Quote, "Who is to say that slavery is wrong?" Well, let's think about that one. Obviously, slave owners are not going to say it's wrong. I think we can all agree that those who capture humans and sell them into slavery are not going to say it's wrong. So far, Agent X-216 has a great bunch of guys on his side. So maybe he has a point. After all, Agent X-216 asked the unbeatable question, what basis does one have for claiming it is wrong? Agent X-216 cannot tell right from wrong without his Bible, so he takes the position that it is morally acceptable to enslave another human being because his Bible tells him it's okay. Even little children know better than that. How can you go through life, get an education, and wind up having less common sense and lower moral values than a small child? When that education consists of blindly accepting religious teachings and ignoring all else, any belief becomes possible, even one as disgusting as Agent X-216's. The fact that Agent X-216 requires a basis to keep him from enslaving other human beings should send chills down your spine. The fact that he is not alone should send you into hiding. Do you get the feeling that when discussing the issue of slavery, Agent X-216 only pictures himself as the master and not the slave? I get that distinct impression. How accepting of the concept of slavery do you think he would be if we surprised him and told him that there was going to be slavery, but that he was going to be one of the slaves? It's funny how those who support slavery never imagine themselves as slaves. A slave gives up every single human right. The right to go home at night and live where he chooses, the right to do the kind of work he enjoys doing, the right to get paid for that work, the right to buy the things he wants to buy, the right to date someone of his own choosing, the right of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion, and the right of freedom, period. What do you think Agent X-216 would do if you tried to take even one tiny little right away from him? I think he would scream bloody murder from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. I think he would have Gloria Allred on the phone and would be lining up anyone with a last name that he could sue. Yet he has no problem with depriving another human being of all his rights. Isn't it just great when you get to be the master? Why do I get the impression that Agent X-216 is not black, or Jewish, or female, or Cambodian, or Central American, or South American, or anyone whose ancestors were slaves? Again, quoting Agent X-216, "And evolution has been used to carry out mass murder as well. Does that mean it's wrong?" I have absolutely no idea what he's talking about, and I would be amazed if he did either. How could evolution have been used to carry out mass murder when polls show that even today very few people even believe in it, and in the 1930s almost no one did? Remember the Scopes monkey trial? I think he's trying to tie in Hitler, using an argument that never made any sense even to the couple of people who tried to use it. Go to Google and type in Hitler and religion, and you will see that Hitler was a very devout Catholic. Agent X-216 then implies that it's not wrong to use evolution to commit mass murder. I think Agent X-216 is very confused. Finally, he comments that the slavery was allowed here, but the law still protected the slave from being treated as non-human and with cruelty. I know, it's hard to believe that anybody could be naive enough to believe what he just said. Agent X-216 is trying to slip the argument by us that the slaves really had it good. Please be reminded, especially if you are African American, this is not the opinion held by normal thinking Christians, but is reflective of the attitudes of some fundamentalist Christians. Just a little advice to Agent X-216. It might be wise to change your internet handle, since I doubt that the name, Agent X-216, will be welcomed at many websites after this show gets broadcast. I can assure you that African American sites will not want you there, nor will many others. But rest assured, you will still be welcomed at your Hitler Youth meetings and the Aryan Brotherhood chat rooms. And believe it or not, you will still be welcome to return to the skeptic arena, where freedom of speech will always be allowed, no matter how revolting and disgusting the ideas behind that speech are. Because when we start censoring free speech because we find it offensive, then everyone loses the right of free speech. The best defense against inhumane ideas like those expressed above by Agent 216 is not censorship, but superior ideas. The skeptic arena may be the only site that will allow Agent 216 to spew his hate and garbage, but the arena will never deny to anyone the right to do so, as the loss of freedom of speech would hurt our society more than allowing the free expression of all ideas. Coming onto a website and presenting yourself as a jackbooted neo-Nazi stormtrooper who attends church probably isn't the best way to promote your faith. Agent X-216 should take some time to grow up mentally and think about the statements he has made, which could only cause pain to many people, people whose moral values are far superior to the ones he has exhibited to everyone on the internet. So what is really going on here? Do I really believe that Agent X-216 would enslave another human being if given the chance? Well, I don't know Agent X-216, and after hearing his ideas, I don't want to know him. But as much as I hate to defend such an odious individual, I must admit that I don't believe he would. What I really think is going on here is a perfect example of how the irrational mind works. From his comments, it is obvious that Agent X-216 considers himself a good Christian. As such, I believe he is determined to defend his Bible in the face of anything he sees as an attack on those beliefs. Most Christians have learned that there are things in the Bible that simply cannot be defended, slavery being one of them. Agent X-216 hasn't yet gotten that message. Do not judge all Christians by Agent X-216. I'm sure, at least I hope, that most Christians are as disgusted and repulsed by his comments as are the rest of us. Every group has its crazies. That goes for Christians, Muslims, Hindus, and non-believers alike. Agent X-216, change your handle, grow up, and consider learning critical thinking skills.
Are you ready, group? Start walking.